Democrats likely need to flip three districts to win control of the state Senate, and Minority Leader Chris Larson says they can get them with the seats being vacated by Republican Senators Dale Schultz, Mike Ellis, and Joe Lipum.
I think the stars are aligning just right for Democrats to be able to win the three seats that we need.
President Barack Obama won the Schultz and Ellis districts in the 2012 election, but so did Scott Walker in the 2012 recall. The Lipum seat leans more Republican. Walker carried 64% of the vote there in the recall, and in the presidential race, Mitt Romney carried 53%. Larson says good candidates in those races will help Democrats. He calls Martha Lanning an awesome candidate in the race to replace Lipum. He also says the Democratic message will be a winner.
We're going to be talking about making sure that there's balance in the state again. Scott Walker unilaterally has had control over this state from the time that he's been elected, other than a period of time where we were in the majority, but we didn't go into session. He's had complete control. Republicans have had complete control of the government. And where it's left us is further behind the rest of the nation.
A campaign spokesman for Senator Scott Fitzgerald declined an interview, saying it was still early in the process. The reason Democrats need to win three seats is that Republicans are poised to win the district being vacated by Democratic Senator John Lehman. That seat got considerably more Republican in the new legislative map. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.